Hello, hello, bitches. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your mindset coach and podcast host, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life that you love. And as you become the writer of your own story in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take a leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Let's talk about growth, babe. Let's talk about growth, okay? And this is huge when it comes to mindset, because this is something that we should be doing every single day, day in, day out, find something to grow about, okay? And there's some things that I've learned, and this is why I think growth is so important, because as I have gone through my journey of, you know, just that self-love, self-care, self-awareness, getting connected to Christ, getting my soul, its superpower, all of these things. Okay. There's some things that I have learned, because I used to blame people for a lot of things. I used to blame situations. I used to blame circumstances. I used to blame whatever it was, and still use excuses myself. Okay. What I have learned is that other people's behavior is always on them. My behavior, that's on me. What I have learned the most is that people are usually just projecting. 8 out of 10 people projecting. I've learned that I get to choose what I allow in, whether it's a situation that's going to potentially upset me or not. I can choose to be bothered. I can choose to allow people into my space. I've learned that emotions are valid. Behaviors are not always valid. Emotional manipulation is never okay. It's okay to say no as a one-word answer. Sometimes walking away is the only and best option. My superpower, absolutely gratitude. Whenever I'm in the slums, struggling, slinging mud, getting bricks thrown at me, it's the gratitude. Emotional maturity is worth the work. Never assume. Be aware of being judgy, and don't judge. Transparency, this is how we create that openness to heal. Create safe spaces to be vulnerable. And self-care matters so much. When you give yourself the gift of growth, you create a domino effect for everybody in your space. You may not see it, but you will be planting seeds everywhere you go. And that's why it is important that you are willing to step into your potential to become the best version of yourself. Because without seeds, the future kind of fizzles out. You've got to be the planter of seeds. And it's part of that growth that made me realize that it's okay if I never get to see the harvest. It's okay if I never get to witness the changes I may have made. It is that deep level of trust and understanding from my own awareness, from my own experience, that everything and everybody is a planted seed. Every experience you have. And that's why it's important to carry yourself as the best version of you wherever you are. Even as a parent in your own home, in your own relationships, who you are and how you interact in the grocery store. How you treat everybody matters, and it's a reflection of how you feel about yourself. We're here to make an impact. We want to cultivate this journey. And I'll start with helping you guys with just basic self-love tips. And the first thing I can say, the best place for you to start, if you're like, I just don't know what to do. I want to learn to love myself. I want to start stepping into my potential. I want to be a better human and play my part in this world. Then you're going to start practicing self-compassion. You've got to treat yourself with the same level of kindness and love that you would offer a friend. You need to learn to acknowledge your feelings without judgment, to just give yourself that space to feel. You got to set boundaries. Learning to say no and protecting your time and energy, literally prioritizing your needs, this fosters self-respect. How different would your interactions be in the world if you had self-respect? How different would you carry yourself? Engage in that positive self-talk. We have, you guys tuned into Microdose Monday yesterday. You know that we have this autopilot programming from situations that have happened all throughout our lives. And we're in our 30s and 40s, 50s, right? That's pretty much my listener age range window. So that's 30 plus years of everything around us, playing a part in influencing our thoughts, who we are, how we act, how we think, what we believe, how we show up, our values, all of that. So start to challenge the negative thoughts, you know, replace them with the affirmation statements. I am never going to be successful. How can you flip the script on that? It is possible to be successful. It is possible. It is possible. Those words are everything to me. When I first started doing affirmations, I didn't believe a word I said. And I feel like this is a thing that a lot of people miss when they are working on affirming themselves. And I'll tell you something else that has given me just that extra boost is that most of my affirmations are being validated in the Bible. As I read it, these affirmations are coming through. We are spiritual beings. We're more than a meat suit. And when you start reading this word and you see who God is, who the I am is, and what the power is behind that, you start to connect to the true power and potential of the impact that you have here. You start to connect your spiritual self with the person, with the ego who is acting out in the world and kind of representing who you are. That self-talk is so valuable. And it's just a matter of you starting to believe it's possible. And if you say every day that it's possible, it's very possible. It's very possible. Practicing that gratitude, that is my superpower. That is my superpower. When I'm feeling the worst and I just want to burn it all down, I back up and I pause, I practice the pause, and I write down the things that I appreciate. Sometimes I just say it out loud. When I'm down in the dumps or I'm spiraling or I'm feeling myself like on the edge of just reactiveness, I shift my focus towards what I'm grateful for. And it calms my nervous system. It realigns my heart and my brain. And I feel very connected, very stable, very at peace and still. Gratitude brings stillness and it helps you to be able to practice the pause. Do the things that are nurturing your body and your mind, whatever that looks like for you, nature, exercise, reading, whatever that looks like for you. And be willing to work on your emotional maturity. That means you're going to cultivate this level of self-awareness by reflecting on your emotions and your triggers. Last week, we talked about that. Journaling helps you understand your feelings better. And I want you to start to practice the active listening. I had to remind myself today, when you are in a conversation with someone, it is very important that you get to the core of what they're looking for. Some people just want to vent. Some people want solutions. So that's my husband and I did this a long time ago on part of our level and growth. And it's kind of slipped on the wayside, right? And so it's been brought back into my awareness right now. And it's something that was really powerful for us where I can say, you know, do you just need to vent? Do you need support? Do you need solutions? Most of the time it's a vent, you know? So practice that active listening. Listen without formulating the response.
just listen. That's how you foster those deep connections with people when you're interacting with anyone. And then accept responsibility. I know you guys can hear my kids screaming like banshees. I know you can hear that. And I'm not even going to apologize because this is the Listen Bitch podcast and it's real life. Like, they are going ape shit and I don't even know what to say. Like, what is happening right now? And I'm just going to tell you guys, it's like 10:30 at night, way past their bedtime, way past their bedtime. But here we are. Accept responsibility. You've got to learn to acknowledge your role in situations. And that's where you learn from experiences rather than blaming other people. And that's how you can start to manage your reactions. Take the moment before responding to the emotional triggers that prevents your impulsive reactions. And then you don't have any regrets. And that's how you start to promote that thoughtful response. And you've got to embrace the vulnerability. This is where you can allow yourself to be open and honest about your feelings. This is what builds trust in relationships and deepens connections. And I feel like my vulnerability has only been strengthened because I am on a journey getting to know Christ and opening my heart to him. And I feel like I'm protected because I've got him. Vulnerability looks different. It's like, even if I'm hurt, I'm not really hurt, right? What's meant for you will always be yours when you are protected by God, when you have handed your life over to him. There's no such thing as being hurt. It's a lesson or a blessing. And it just feels very safe and very protected to know that no matter who I am, if I am my truest self, that the right people will be there for me. And that is faith at its finest. That is believing in what you cannot see. You've got to set some realistic goals to be able to step into your potential. And it starts with like cultivating all of these things that I'm talking about. Being willing to be open every single day to seek some sort of knowledge, to have some sort of experience that's going to challenge you, that promotes the growth. Question yourself every single day. Get yourself a network of positive people who are going to encourage that growth, not the people that are going to be jealous and tear you down for it. Because every time you grow, the people's closest to you are the ones that have the hardest time. You disrupt their peace, their comfort zone, because they can see what's possible for themselves. If you do it, they know they can, and nobody wants to change. Nobody wants to be looking in the mirror. We're a different breed. We are a force of badasses who are willing to go first. And it's a seed planted. You stand your ground and you continue to grow for yourself. You don't tear yourself down for anybody. You don't show up really teeny tiny small to keep other people comfortable, because we don't care about that. We care about them seeing what is possible. It's going to make people uncomfortable. It's going to make you feel like you're losing people, but really they're losing you. And you never know what your potential is going to do because it's a planted seed. Maybe someone gets so mad at you because you're doing so good and you set the boundary and you're like, that's it. I can't have you in my life right now. What if that's a planted seed and 5 years later you see them and they're thriving and they're flourishing and they're like, you know what, Sandy, you really fucking changed my life. I saw you doing this and I hated you so much because I saw everything that I could do, everything that I could become. You were doing it and I wasn't, and I was jealous and I'm sorry. Imagine that happening. Even if it didn't, even if she never came back and said, thank you, I promise it's a planted seed one way or another. We've got to heal ourselves and spread this awareness of what's possible. Being able to take massive responsibility for who we are and where we want to be. Self-love, emotional maturity, it's an everyday process. So you're going to be patient with yourself. And you're going to show yourself what's possible if you are willing to grow. We want that level of healing. We want that self-awareness. We want that peace. And I promise you, doing these little things brings huge changes. Huge changes. Everything happens in your mind. Everything. You are creating. You are co-creating. Everything you're thinking is going to be what's presented to you in the next few weeks. Think about that. All the thoughts that you're holding on to, that you are grabbing onto, and you are letting them have emotional free reign in your body, and you're feeling that discomfort, that push and pull inside your body. That's what you're creating with the things that you're thinking. Being reactive, you're stacking regret and shame on top of regret and shame because you never have a great time having to face the fact that you could hurt people when you react. Not to mention you look pretty foolish. Giving people your power, you get to choose who gets to bother you. You get to choose what bothers you. You get to choose what you're going to focus on. You may not like your coworker, but the worst thing you can do is to let them have the power of knowing that. Don't give away your power. Protect your peace, protect your energy, protect your space, and step into the potential of what's possible. I love you guys. I will see you for Wealth Check Wednesday. We're going to do a little business mindset. And yeah, I love you guys. Have a great night.